I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
The internet told me something and I'm so mad now and I wish that I hadn't thought about it, which is this. So after seeing how goddamn good Elizabeth Olsen is in WandaVision, they should have asked her to guest star every once in a while as Michelle on Fuller House. She looks just like her sisters. Because it was fucking weird that she wasn't at major life events of her family, like a wedding, for example. They should have just had Elizabeth. And now that I've thought of that and that I know that, I was like, God, fuck, shit. Man, now I'm mad.
She definitely looks like their sister. I don't think she's like a spitting image. I'm going to pull this up.
Well, I mean, they've both had plastic surgery, especially one of them. One of them has had more plastic surgery than the other. But, okay.
I want to see a picture of all three of them.
Okay, do it.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely taller than them.
Who cares? We haven't.
Thicker.
Okay, listen. We haven't seen full. Let's think of it in the context of Full House. We haven't seen them since Michelle was like 8, and then we start Fuller House. Elizabeth Olsen could totally feasibly be them as an adult. She looks enough like them, and we're talking in the world of Full House. Yeah, the one on the left had a ton of plastic surgery, whichever twin that is.
Yeah.
It actually made her look old. Doesn't she look like she's like 50?
Yeah, she looks like Sarah Jessica Parker actually with like this gaunt horse face.
Yeah.
They do have like the same lips and noses. Elizabeth's just different. I don't know.
She could totally pass for
For
adult Michelle.
I guess they didn't even think of that. I think they wanted to stay true to the original cast and not quote unquote replace anyone.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. But like she probably would have been the only replacement that I would have been like, yeah, that works.
And you know? Especially if it was only like for a wedding.
That's what I feel. I don't think it was appropriate to have her be there the whole time. Right.
Right.
But I do think that it would have been nice to have somebody repping Michelle. She looks so much like them in this picture. And it's before the one had the plastic surgery to make herself. Hang on. Sorry. It was before.
You're going to share screen.
No, I was just trying to get my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Like you see.
I saw that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. All right. So now I'm mad now that that's in my head and I hate it. Thank you, internet, for putting that there. Also, WandaVision is a goddamn delight.
Yes.
Do you love it?
Loving it. She's legit a whole foot taller than them.
Who cares?
Look at this.
Yeah.
Isn't she their little sister?
She's the younger one. In fact, she was in one of their movies at some point as a child and they were like making fun of her. And I was like, yeah, well, now she's got all that sweet, sweet Marvel money.
So. Yeah, she has all the sweet, sweet Marvel money. That's all right. I bet you the twins are getting paid for Fuller House, even though they're not in it. I don't know. Anyway, that is hilarious. They do look a lot alike there. They're all sucking in their cheeks, though.
So. Yes. So WandaVision is a delight. We're gonna get exciting, pick up, stuff's gonna happen.
Yeah, we can tell shit's gonna start picking up.
We can tell shit's gonna start picking up. She had the twins, that's a mystery, that's a whatever. She kicked Geraldine out. Geraldine was wearing Kicked her out with her magical powers.
And that's when we realized, they're in a real neighborhood, not just in Wanda's head.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they're still in Wanda's head in a neighborhood, but like,
right.
They're legit in a real place, trapped by Wanda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like with, I keep calling her the wrong thing, but the Agnes, the neighbor. Catherine.
Yeah.
Catherine
something.
Yeah. Han?
Han, yes.
All right. So she's a delight also. She's so good. Yes. And she was like self-aware. She was trying to tell them something about Geraldine. So like there's so much more. There's so many more clues.
Yeah. So we watched after that episode, we watched a few like Easter egg videos because mm-hmm. Scott and I only watch the movies. Mm-hmm. So all of the subtleties are totally lost on us. So we do have to do homework post episode. Their neighbor, they are theorizing, is a witch. She's a keeper and either helped Wanda get to where she is in that neighborhood, like helped her develop it as a coping mm-hmm. mechanism, or trained her at some point in her life, helped her somehow with her magic. So, and you'll see she always wears some sort of brooch with three witches on it, you know, the which are, she's rumored to maybe, people are just theorizing this, that she's part of the overseers that Thor talked to and got his visions from. So that same group of witches. So.
Did you know that in Marvel Comics, Wanda manifested with her powers twins boys named Billy and Tommy, and they became superheroes Wiccan and Speed?
Yeah, I got that from the videos because I was waiting for the babies to be fake, like disappear in the next episode.
Yeah.
And then the Easter egg videos were like, in the comics, she did have kids with Vision. And it's like, what?
Yeah, but they weren't raised by her. So like this totally tracks with this. Like and they're both members of the Young Avengers. Oops, I accidentally clicked out of what I meant to. But they were magical constructs created by Wanda's hex powers. And so she didn't raise them in the comics either. So then that is likely to happen too, I would guess, that she doesn't get to keep them. Oh, and also you saw that Geraldine's, the sword was of sword and shield.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, we got that. Oh, it's very exciting. What else have you been watching lately? What other content? What other?
I have been binging through Heartland pretty hard. Mm-hmm. That Canadian, like, family-friendly horse ranch show. I watched a whole season since we last got together.
Ah, good for you.
That's like, seriously, I think like 16 episodes. So I'm ripping through like three or four a night, and they're 45 minute episodes. So I need to start going to bed earlier. So I've been watching a lot of Heartland. There's 14 seasons of this shit, and the 14th season literally just started in January 2021.
Nice.
So I think 11 or 12 seasons are on Netflix. And I love it. It's a Canadian show filmed in Canada, based in Canada. They talk about the U.S. a lot, Colorado and Arizona. So they're on, you know, the west side of Canada. But they always say sorry. And every time a sorry leaks out, because you can tell they're trying not to get too sorry. But a boot and sorry leak out every here and there. And I'm so delighted by it. So
I love it.
Yeah. They ate poutine this week on the Ralph Report. And I'm,
oh my holy motherfucking lover God. Okay. Shannon.
Do we need Shannon to get poutine in Canada at Epcot?
Yes, but. So Joseph and I were looking at what the Festival of the Arts has, and it's the refreshment port, which is right next to Canada, and it is lobster poutine.
So
it has lobster meat.
With like a lemon drizzle gravy? It's
lobster bisque.
Shut up!
And it's got jalapenos on it, and they're like cheese sauce.
Oh my God, I'm going to be so fat after this vacation. And I was planning to go to my doctor in March and be like, look, bitches, I survived a year of COVID and didn't gain any motherfucking weight, except now I'm going to fucking gain the weight I've lost, which is 4 pounds, when I go to Epcot and eat my way around the world twice.
Which,
BT-dubs, we owe Julie lots of presents.
We owe Julie so many presents.
Does she have like an Amazon wish list or something?
All right, so here it is. Here is the picture of the lobster poutine.
Oh, it looks amazing. Are we going to split one or get like two for the four of us?
We probably need two.
Split two, yeah. There's going to be four or five of us on Thursday, right?
Just four. Just you, me, Joe, and Julie.
That's a good time.
Yeah, you guys, my friend Julie is so fucking nice. She's a bitch. Don't cross her or get on her bad side, but she's nice to me. I asked her to check to see, because Shannon is going to the parks one more day than her family. And there's a rule that if you have a package, everybody has to have the same package. Shannon can't go one more day than her family.
I either have to add three 1 day passes to everyone. So $400 for three of us to go one more day to a park, mm-hmm. or I buy a ticket outside of my reservation and add it, which right. I was totally fine doing.
So I said to her to like check, and she has to do it 30 days in advance, you know? So like I told her to check. And her main gate is blocked, which means that she couldn't get you in. Like, it wasn't that she she couldn't get a reservation at all because it was blocked. So she was like, I'm just going to use my comps. And I was like, don't do that. What are you doing? And she's like, no, it's fine. I'll just use my comps.
Well, she probably doesn't use her comps too often.
No, she actually said, like, after she did that, and I was like, what are you doing? She goes, these are my comps from winter 2019, and I think they're going to expire before I'm going to have another chance to use them.
There we go.
So, but I still was just like, that is too much. Like, to me, my comps were gold because I gave them to my family when they came down to see me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So like,
I think Julie does a good job at making a point to go to the parks with her friends though and stuff when they're in town. So
she does. She goes, what park are we going to Friday? I said, I'm not going to one. You want to hang out with Shannon and her family?
We're going to Star Wars like it's its own park. Hollywood Studios if you want to come. She can totally join us. Jason Herklotz is going to join us.
I told her that, and she was just like, nah.
Yeah.
So she was really
cute. Come back to Epcot with us on Saturday.
Oh, I invited her to come to Animal Kingdom with us.
Oh, fun.
Because that's my park with Julie. That's where we met. That's our spot.
Oh, I need to talk wardrobe with you, but we won't take up time on our podcast about that.
We definitely should talk wardrobe.
But because it's Animal Kingdom related, I forgot. I didn't forget. She just hasn't worn it yet. Back in August, Old Navy puts out all their like school uniform shit, right? Mm-hmm. And so Catherine had picked out a khaki button-up tailored dress.
Aww.
So she's gonna wear her safari dress to Animal Kingdom.
Good for her.
And I told her she might want to consider buying a hat when she's there to match. So yeah, anyway. And then I may or may not have made sure that I had masks to match all my t-shirts today.
My mom is such a fucking bitch. She got herself a mask that is sparkly and has Ursula on it. It is the coolest fucking mask I have ever seen, and she bought it for herself and not for her daughter.
She didn't get you one? She didn't buy two?
She didn't buy two. Oh, she bought one.
See, this just proves that I am better than your mother, because I totally would have bought two.
I know.
One for me, one for you.
I know.
So I ended up buying a Forky mask because I'm going to wear Zero Forks Given to Epcot with my family.
Nice.
And then I have my David Rose lightning bolt mask for when we go to Epcot. And we
was thinking that same thing. Yeah, we'll wear the matching masks, and yes, we will have best wishes and warmest regards,
and we will be like internet famous. People are going to take so many pictures of us.
Yes.
And then I'm going to wear my Grogu dress that I got us all to Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a matching mask for that. And then for Magic Kingdom, I did buy a new villain mask because I'm going to wear the Evil Queen vacay mode shirt. So I bought a villain mask to match that. That's better than the ones I already have. Like I'm really digging the cone. I didn't like the cone shape at first, but now I'm really liking the cone shape masks.
Yeah, of the KN95 ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So yeah, everybody, there's a ton of new COVID variants out there that are all more dangerous. They're more virulent. They're not necessarily more
deadly. They are more, they spread easier and faster.
That's what virulent means.
Well, maybe not everyone knows that fancy word. Fancy Nancy. We should have said virulent. That's a fancy word for spreads faster.
Right, which like mathematically does mean that it's going to be more deadly also, right? If more people get it, more people are going to die. It's not a higher percentage of people dying.
Correct, yeah. Like it doesn't wreck your body harder. And this happens in viruses all the time.
Yep.
Where mutations tend to spread faster but become quote unquote less deadly. So they lose their, they might spread faster, but they tend to lose their potency.
Oh my God. I totally forgot to say when we were talking about stuff we've been watching, I became obsessed with Lovecraft Country.
Mm, yes.
It is so fucking good.
What's it about again? Is it like vampires or cowboys or?
Well, I mean, you know, H.P. Lovecraft wrote like Cthulhu and stuff. So it's just general monsters, like creepy ass monsters.
Mm-hmm.
This man.
So it'd be like if a Jules Verne had his own TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, we'll get back to Lovecraft. Journey to the Center of the Earth 2 was very Jules Verne heavy. It is a delight.
Yeah.
So I guess if you like that kind of crap, plus The Rock's in it and he's not too bad.
I was momentarily worried that I lied, but I am correct.
Oh, that it's off H.P. Lovecraft, which makes sense.
No, so. I was like, wait, maybe he didn't make up Cthulhu, but nope, he did. I'm correct. I know things. I know things. I'm an adult.
I drink and I know things.
I'm drinking. I know things. So yeah, it is really good. It takes place in the 50s and the main characters are all black and it's the South. So like, in addition to the horrible creatures, there is the horror of racism and lynchings going on all at the same time.
Oh, awesome.
But it's intense, but it's fucking good. It's so good. So I am into it.
Did I tell you we were watching Doom Patrol?
No.
On HBO. So that's a that's a DC comic line. And it's kind of it's about a guy who's kind of like Professor X and he collects mutants, but weird ones. So he made himself one. He rescued a brain from a race car driver and put it in the body of a robot, but it's a really fucked up, like, steampunk robot. Like, he had to learn to walk. Like, that's how jerked up his body is.
Yeah.
And it's played by Brandon Fraser. And then there's kind of an Invisible Man-ish type of person. But like, he actually has body burns, head to toe body burns. So he wraps himself in gauze and looks like the Invisible Man looks.
Got it.
But he's possessed by an alien that's just energy. And if the alien leaves his body goes limp. So the alien, when the alien's in his body, he can function and talk and walk and everything. But when the alien leaves his body, like, he's out of commission. And then there is like an Elastigirl, but she's more like a blob. Like, you know, the old crazy blob movie.
Yeah.
So if she isn't concentrating on her molecular structure, her body just explodes into this, not explodes, explodes, but like spreads out into this gelatinous blob. But, and so she has to concentrate real hard to like literally keep her shit together. And then there's another girl, Jane, who has 64 different personalities. And
that's too many.
At each, get this, each personality has its own superpower.
That's still too many.
Right? So it's pretty intense. There's a lot of really great actors and actresses in it. And we were on like episode 4 or 5. And I was like, is this the season ender? And Scott's like, no, this is like episode 4. And I was like, what? I'm like, this feels like episode 12. Because just like each episode is so intense and jam-packed. It's in a good way. Yeah. But like by the like season episode 4, I was like, is the season over? Because it kind of came to a cumulative point. And he's like, no, we still have like 6 more episodes left. I was like, oh my God. That has been delightful. Doom Patrol.
HBO Max. Finally finished Steven Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is also on HBO Max. So I had only gotten up to the Garnet wedding, and then there was a few months break, and I didn't watch the last whatever 8 episodes that they released in the fall of last year, whenever that was, that happened. I don't remember. Time is weird. So, and when I say last year, I clearly mean 2019 and not 2020, but whatever.
Right. 2020 doesn't count.
It's not a year. It didn't happen. So anyway, yeah, I finally finished watching Steven Universe and it was good. I hadn't watched because the only thing that's on Hulu is the first 4 seasons. And so that's what I watched it on. And then the 5th season, when it was being on TV, I watched it on one of my illegal streaming sites. But now it is on HBO Max. And I finally finished watching Steven Universe. And it is good. And I've been listening to Steven Universe songs lately because they are also good. Such as, all I wanna do is see you turn into a giant woman, a giant woman. All I wanna be is someone who gets to see a giant woman.
A giant woman.
Yep, it's so good.
I just looked up on Big Apple Collectibles and there's a series of Steven Universe pops. They're sold out. I'm just gonna tell you that they exist.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure that they I'm sure that they released them when Steven Universe was at the height of its popularity, and like not now, years later.
Pink Diamond, Garnet, Popple Lion, Low Lion.
Just Lion.
Lion. Amethyst, Stevani,
mm-hmm.
And Steven.
Mm-hmm. I
with his little belly hanging out.
I and love
Stevani looks like Wonder Woman.
Stevani is Steven and Connie together.
Yeah.
Oh, they also have lapis lazuli. I love lapis lazuli.
So,
Garnet is my favorite. I actually took one of those quizzes, which crystal gem are you? And I got Garnet. And I was like, no quiz. I'm not Garnet. Garnet's just my favorite. I am totally Amethyst. Amethyst has a trash bedroom, is completely impulsive, loves food, loves going on adventures, is utterly ridiculous. Like, I'm fully Amethyst. Garnet is fucking cool as shit. I am I'm not that cool.
I am not cool as shit.
I am not cool enough to be Garnet.
I mean, you're cool as shit, but not Garnet cool as shit. I'm totally teasing and just on Amazon. I'm just playing off of you. I am looking it up on Amazon right now.
$95 for Garnet on Amazon. No, Garnet is too cool. I'm not cool enough to be Garnet. I'm so cool that I told a third grader I was hip this week.
$95, $93. Scott told me to stop buying pops. I was like, I don't know, honey. Like, these actually appreciate. Unlike the DVD and CD collection we have downstairs, these.
Holy shit. Lapis Lazuli is $178.
Yeah, these pops, like, earn some a little bit of money.
And also, since we ordered so fucking many.
Oh, here's
many...
Amethyst for $61.
Aw, nobody loves, you know what? Amethyst.
You know what? There is a, I probably shouldn't order from this site again, but my mom found out that there's Outlander pops. Hmm. And she fucking loves Outlander. Of course, yeah. They're like 2 or 3 years old at this point, so you can't get them anywhere. But I found some sort of crazy website that ships them direct from China. For regular regular retail price.
Yeah. I love Amethyst. She's just badass. And a wreck. She's a wreck.
I have so many emails from Big Apple Collectibles.
Dude, they are out of their goddamn minds. I wouldn't even know if one of the pops that I ordered that was on back order was being sent soon because of the fact that I just keep deleting them.
Well, there's some sort of Funko Pop fair going on right now. Yeah, so.
I don't need to know. I'm definitely keeping a bunch of my babies in their boxes since I keep on ordering every new baby that comes out.
Yeah.
And in like 2 or 3 years, we're going to put those on for like $200.
Mm-hmm.
Since we ordered so many babies.
I think I have 3 or 4, 5 maybe out of boxes, but I did keep most of them in the box. I can't find it. Anyway, I did have a mini list tonight.
All right. What's on? We're halfway done. Let's get to the list.
We already talked about packing for Disney. Check. So Catherine lost her second top front tooth.
She's got that little grin.
She's got that little grin, except like for her, both of her front two teeth, the new ones were already in behind them before the new ones came out. The old ones came out.
Yeah.
So right now she looks a little funny. She's got like, looks like she has swollen gums and little chiclet front teeth because they have to move forward. They both have to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did the whole tooth fairy thing.
Yeah.
And I won my Mom of the Year award by stealing $1 in quarters from her own piggy bank and giving it to her.
Shannon!
I couldn't find Scott's quarters. I was going to steal from my own husband, but I couldn't find them.
You have now you have to have a roll of quarters in your sock drawer because your kid's going to be losing teeth for the next couple years.
So like we can usually find change around the house. Like I found some like dollar quarters, you know, like dollar coins. Mm-hmm. But now we're like, and dollar bills. And now we're like, now we're down to quarters. So, did the whole tooth fairy thing. And then, like, the next day goes by, and now it's, like, the Tuesday, because she lost this late Saturday night. And she's like, Mommy, the tooth fairy isn't real. And I was like, what makes you say that? I set a trap for her. I made a white tooth out of clay, and I put it in my pillow, and she didn't come back and take it and give me another dollar. And I was like, well, Catherine, of course she didn't. You tried to trick her with a fake tooth, so she left it behind, duh.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly what I would say.
And then I was like, oh my God, she's so smart! She set a trap for the tooth fairy!
No, the smarter trap, I thought you were going to say she did this, because I've heard this one before, that where the kid said, I know there's not a tooth fairy. And the parent was like, what? And they were like, I lost my tooth 2 days before I told you that I lost my tooth, and the tooth fairy didn't come until I told you that I lost a tooth.
Right. That did kind of happen with her other tooth, because she lost it super late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't get a chance to put it in the pillow herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she woke up in the morning, she's like, the tooth fairy didn't take my tooth. I was like, well, you didn't put it in the pillow. Like, you fell asleep without before putting in the pillow. So she'll come when you put it in the pillow.
Yeah.
So.
That's so funny. I love your kid.
Yeah. She's so funny.
Did I ever tell you about how weird my teeth were? I think I've told you this story before. I think I've told it on the podcast. I don't know. So I did not lose my first tooth until second grade. I did not lose my first tooth until second grade. And I lost the front eight, you know, the like top four and bottom four over the next, you know, couple years. And then did not lose another tooth for years. I'm trying to count.
Was your dentist ever concerned about that?
Nope. He just said, like, my orthodontist was annoyed by it.
Right. Because you can't do any dental work till your permanent teeth come in.
Yeah. And I had a fucked up bite from the time I was like eight already.
Uh-huh.
And so the orthodontist was annoyed because you can't do anything until you have permanent teeth in. Actually, he did. No, he actually like did the expansion part of my thing early to try to fix that. But then I had gap. I was a gap tooth bitch for some amount of time. I did not start losing the rest of my teeth until seventh grade. And you know how like you have nightmares about teeth falling out?
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen. I lost three teeth within a 24-hour period at one point. Like, I remember biting into a French fry, a tooth falling out, and it wasn't even the tooth that I thought it was going to be.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just, like, all of my molars fell out at the same time within weeks of each other.
Yeah. I don't remember losing my molars. I remember losing all my front teeth. Like, I mean, I don't really remember losing the front two teeth because you're too young, but I distinctly remember losing my eye teeth, but I don't remember losing my molars.
Those were the last ones I lost. I lost my incisors last in eighth grade.
Oh, me too. Like, these incisors came in front of my other two, and I don't like pain or blood, so I refused to pull them. And the incisors, that the baby incisors, got so loose at one point that they would clack when I talked against the teeth in front of them.
No, I hate it.
And so at one point, my friends finally got annoyed because this went on for months. And they were like, God damn it, Shannon, if you don't pull those teeth out, we're going to pull them out for you. And so I did. I lost one of them, like, in the middle of a class in the middle of the day in like seventh or eighth grade. And I just popped it out and it bled a tiny bit, but it was literally hanging on by a thread.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, just fucking pull it out. Cause they got tired of hearing it. Clack, 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 clack.
Oh my God. That's disgusting. I love it.
So yeah, I lost those pretty late.
I was on a cruise, my first ever cruise, with Grandma Irma and Grandpa Jerry. When I lost that last incisor, it was my last tooth, and the tooth fairy gave me $5. And my grandpa bragged about that for the rest of my life, where he'd be like, that was the richest tooth fairy ever on that cruise ship. I mean, obviously we all know I'm fucking like a week away from turning 13 at this point. We all know. So the fact that my grandpa kept talking about the rich ass tooth fairy was like him bragging about himself.
Right. I was so pissed when Kelly Ellis Neal gave her son $50 for a tooth so he could go buy a video game.
Yeah. Fuck, like, that.
Fucking don't do that, man.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Rest of us look bad.
Right.
I don't even have a child.
Peddling 50 cent pieces and dollars on our kids. Here you are getting a gift card to GameStop. Like, shut the fuck up.
How much did you get for your teeth?
Like, maybe a quarter.
Mm.
Like, it wasn't much. Maybe a dollar.
Yeah, no, I definitely got a dollar bill for all of mine. Except for that last one where I got a fiver.
From the cruise ship fairy, because they're ballers.
The cruise ship tooth fairies are ballers.
Yeah. So I got two new babies this week.
Yeah, tell me.
I got a new Yoda baby, a new Grogu, the new the second gen Hasbro plush with plushy hands. So it's the regular head, regular big plastic head, but this one's smiling.
Yeah.
And plushy hands and feet. This one has feet. So little legs, little feet. That the bottoms are hard, like, but they're plush. So there's fabric around the legs and feet, but they're hard.
Yeah.
On the inside. This doll is about 2 inches shorter than the other. But they put the same jacket on it because it's like 2 inches too long. So, you know, the regular jacket on crouton, like, goes right to the bottom, like it should. This one drags like a fucking train
and
pools at the bottom of it. I was like, you motherfuckers just put the same fucking coat
and not on a that, they're like doll the that's
2 inches shorter than it.
They're not even like
quality.
They could have just fucking cut them.
Right. And then this one comes with a little travel bag too. So I did successfully shove Joe and Sarah both into the travel bag. And I was like, here's Scott, we got our backpacks for Disney. You can be a Dandalorian and just like the real Mando, carry them on your side as we walk through the parks. So, and then I got a Bernie doll.
So cute.
My friend crocheted a little Bernie Sanders doll in his little jacket and mittens. And she's like, look what I made, everyone. I was like, take all my money. Here you go.
Yeah. We haven't talked since that because that was the inauguration.
Yeah. We haven't talked about the inauguration at all. So let me finish that story and then we'll go to inauguration.
Sure.
And then she told me she's going to start making some RBGs. So I was like, oh my God, you have to do a bunch of different collars because she had like 20 some collars she would wear. So she's like, I'm definitely doing a few descents. I was like, yeah, there's like a rainbow one and there's like this cool gold one. So she's gonna work on that. So I think I see some RBG dolls in our future. I'm just saying. Yes. So anyway, so we officially have a new president, a new administration.
Thank Jesus titty fucking Christ. It's so nice waking up every day and not wondering like what fresh hell is there today.
Right. I feel like I have been babysitting the worst toddler for the last 4 years and the parents finally fucking came home to take care of shit. I'm so happy.
Is the toddler the United States?
Toddler's fucking Trump.
That was a joke.
I know.
It was a joke. No, Joe's just in there being like, bam, 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 stuff, stuff, stuff.
Yes.
And people were like, you're signing a ton of executive orders. And he was just like, we don't have time to wait. Damn, son.
Yep, we don't have time to wait. And plus the things he's doing executive orders on are undoing 4 years of Trump's horribleness and moving us forward. So now some things he can't do without congressional approval. So those will go to the House and Senate. But they're like, those are like strongly worded memos. Like, I want you to do this. Get this shit done. So, unfortunately, there's still babies at the borders that are separated from their parents. So that is looking like it's going to be a little more hairier to untangle than just signing an executive order.
Oh, you think that if we take children from their parents and leave the children here and send the parents back to another country and never even like take down their names or anything about them, you think that that was like not going to become a problem, that that was just going to like be a super easy fix?
Aren't technically their parents supposed to be in detention somewhere still?
Not necessarily. Some of them actually got deported. Where the parents got deported and the children were still here.
Why didn't their children get deported with them? Because they lost them, huh?
They separated them. Cruelty was the point.
So a few complaints already. Of course, all the conservatives are like crying because they think he's going to undo all the wonderful things Trump did. One of my aunts actually had the balls to post 38 things Trump did good for the US. And I started writing a response and then I deleted it. I was like, it's not worth it. But my response was like, wow, like only 38. One, only 38. And two, I wish this good stuff outweighed all the shitty stuff he did on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Like, didn't he tell something or other of like 100 lies a day or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, he did horrible shit. I read a story today, as a woman said, you know, 18 years ago, this young mom went to a coffee shop with a colicky baby and the baby was screaming and crying and she was trying to pour herself coffee and she poured it everywhere and started crying. And a nice old man came up and said, I have grandchildren and a fussy baby doesn't scare me. Let me hold that baby so that you can get yourself your coffee. And that man was Joe Biden and the mom was me. And that was what this woman had posted. And I was like, I was thinking about it and I was like, I can't even imagine Trump ever.
Right.
Ever. He would pay someone to never hold a, he would pay to not hold a baby.
Well, one, he's never getting his own coffee. Right. So apparently he had a Diet Coke button in the Oval Office.
I mean, that's one of the things that I'm like, okay, like, you're the president. You get to do cool shit. That's cool president shit.
I would totally do that. Like, I would hit a button and you are to bring me cheese and something.
Yeah.
Cheese, yeah, and grapes and something or other, a Starbucks. I don't know.
Yeah. And well, I mean, for me, it would be LaCroix. Like, this is my cheese and grapes and LaCroix button.
Right.
Because I can't be drunk all day as a president.
Like, right. If you... Or can you?
I wonder what presidents were alcoholics. Then we have to have had some.
Oh, I'm sure we had some. I mean, well, Betty Ford was a drunk. There's, yeah, a whole clinic named after her.
Wait, she was?
What? I'm surprised Melania isn't in rehab yet.
Honestly. Whatever. She's
People trashy. Are ragging on her, and I'm just like, honey, like, she's a prisoner. Like, I no tea, no shade. I mean, I wish she would have done shit like a normal first lady, but I really don't blame her for not doing anything.
Yeah, me neither. And I would feel like that too, but like the few times she did open her mouth, she was just as horrible as him.
Yeah.
She's not a good person.
Well, she actually, you know, probably has writers that write shit for her. So I doubt any of her speeches were her own words.
She stole them all from Michelle. Michelle looked like a fucking goddess.
Oh my god, there was a meme I saw of, it was a cartoon meme, and it was Michelle strutting in, and it was Obama being like, bam, look at my wife.
Well, I saw the picture of them, it was just the picture of them walking in, and then it was tagged Michelle Obama and her plus one.
Right. She looked fierce. And then there was the comparison picture to the previous inauguration, where we started, where we are now. And Michelle was like, had a bun in her hair and, yeah, like nasty resting bitch face the whole time, minus the 2 seconds that George W., who loves her, whispered, mm-hmm, it in her ear and made her laugh and gave her candy. Mm-hmm. But man, that inauguration was off the hook. I cried all afternoon. It was amazing. I should have kept Catherine home. They had MLK Day off, so they actually went to school on Wednesday. And I should have kept,
yeah, her home. Yeah, that happened to everybody, and none of my students told me about it.
Yeah.
They are all so irresponsible. I hate children. No, I don't. I like all my kids. You know
the
I do.
Whole ceremony was awesome. Everyone wore masks. They were socially distanced, the whole,
including the Republicans. I was wondering if Joe said, you wear a mask or we're kicking you out.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. The presenters were great. Amy Kay like knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. Even her Republican co-host for the inauguration committee was amazing. I don't know who he is as a person. He could be a piece of shit, who knows. But the, you know, Lady Gaga was great. The
She was perfection. Yeah. Gaga was, she did nothing wrong. Yeah. She did everything perfect.
She had an escort down the stairs because her dress is too big.
Yeah, no, the poet was fucking amazing. All of her shit, like, she was like top on Amazon after that day.
Yeah.
So like, fucking good for her.
I pre-ordered her children's book.
Nice.
J-Lo sang, and then she said a phrase in Spanish which sent some people over the edge. I was like, this is awesome, and I don't even care what you're saying. Turns out she was quoting the Pledge of Allegiance. So fuck those people who thought she was like being a dick or
being
something.
Like, kill Whitey.
Right. Which we would have been able to understand.
Yeah.
Siete se blanco.
Odio todos los gringos.
There we go. And then fucking Garth Brooks.
And then
man.
At the end, of chinga tu madre, cabrón. Which means basically like, fuck your mother, asshole.
Right. And then Garth Brooks came out and sang Amazing Grace a cappella.
Yeah, and everybody loved it.
Fucking hugged everyone. Garth gonna Garth. Showed up to a black tied affair in his blue jeans and boots. Like he's living his own song. And then everyone but Garth followed instructions. So you could tell J-Lo wanted to hug people.
Yeah.
And didn't. Like, you could tell Kamala wanted to hug people and didn't. And Garth just came down, he sang his song, and then he turned around and he hugged every motherforker in the goddamn dais. And then he walked back up the stairs. I was like, no, motherfucker, you're supposed to go out the side. Have you not been watching? Did you miss rehearsal? Because yeah. Everyone turned around, left the podium, and took a hard right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, at an awards show, you come in stage left and you go out stage right.
Yeah, there's like, there's a flow going on.
And Garth just like ran back up the stairs. And I was like, oh, mother forker. Like, where were you at rehearsal?
I love it. No, Christ.
The whole thing was amazing. I loved every minute of it.
Did you watch the part at the night with the... Like,
oh, I did catch it later because that live broadcast was during bedtime. So I caught the very end live with all the fireworks and the entire world being lit off at the same exact time. And Katy Perry singing Firework, which made me cry. But I did rewatch it the next day and it was great. I really loved
it. It was really great. Normally, there's an inaugural ball. Right. There's a ball. And what I heard like news people saying was that in the past, you know, like we as the people in this country don't get to experience the inaugural ball. It is a like black tie invite only thing. And this live, they're like, we should do this like this all the time. Right. Yeah. The like live thing with the music around the country and the famous people around the country.
It was very reminiscent of what they do for like 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know, so it was very well produced.
So well produced. The production was incredible.
Like, give those people a raise, give them a bonus because it was stitched together seamlessly. Those editors, those cut artists, they all need to get bonuses because it was amazing.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And I love the moments like getting to see them dance together in the White House, like Joe with his grandkids. Like there were some, it felt like I was there. It felt like I was a part of something.
Mm-hmm.
The music was incredible. The editing was on fucking point. It was good. It was real. Yeah. I did like, that's not normally something that I'm like fucking into, but I was into it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, everyone's nighttime evening wear matched their daytime colors. And I was like, this is some Bridgerton level shit right here.
Yeah, like, they got colors.
Those are some coordinated mother forkers because Biden has a ton of grandkids. And all his granddaughters all wore very specific colors during the day. And then their evening gowns matched the same colors that they wore previously. And Dr. Jill Biden's dress was amazing. It was white and it was embroidered with flowers, and the flowers were all of the flowers from all the 50 states.
Aww,
isn't that amazing? So it was full of personal touches. And of course, you know, they've been planning this since November.
Yeah.
Like, this shit wasn't pulled off overnight.
No.
But not from the sixth on, let me tell you. So it was really, I was so jacked up and excited about it. I wanted to record with you like that night just so we could like gush about it. So
yeah,
it was a good time. I do feel a tremendous sense of relief, you know, and that our country is back on a better path. Is Biden the best for us overall? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not, but goddamn, he's doing a real good job so far.
Yeah. You know? Oh, he has a 63% approval rating. Just for the record, Trump never hit 50. He never hit 50 his entire presidency.
Yeah. So but
I just want to say, like, I was fully unconvinced of Joe being the right person, but like, right, I sort of feel like he is for the moment.
Yeah.
Right. Like, there is not anyone in American politics right now. Well, I mean, maybe Bernie, but there's just like not very many people mm-hmm. with the kind of knowledge and understanding that Joe has to hit the ground running and to fucking know what's supposed to be going on.
Right. 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 Like, there's like zero learning curve. Like, he already knows what to do. Knows. He's been here before. Half of his staff has been here before. He brought back a lot of old Obama staff, which is a lot of people are complaining about, but I'm like, why complain? They already know their jobs. They know what they're doing. Like, they're not fucking crooks.
One of those people. I might be one of those people complaining in a normal time, right, being like, come on, you guys, like, let's whatever.
Let's get some new people in here, some fresh blood. But you know what? Maybe
now's
just gonna,
not that time.
Right. And maybe they're just going to be here for a year and they'll move on and get some fresh blood in. But I definitely think that there is way too much to do in these first 100 days to fuck around.
We're going to find out all kinds of things that the Trump administration fucked up that we have no idea about yet.
How about zero COVID response plan?
Yeah, I mean,
period.
Zero plan.
Zero plan. How about zero vaccine plan?
Yeah.
Zero plan. Their plan was buy a bunch of vaccines, give them to the states, have fun.
Yeah, there was not, like,
with
if you look at the
no federal funding to help back distribution.
Yeah, that part, and there's no, because of that, there's no part in their plan about getting vaccines into people's arms. Mm-hmm. Like it was fund the vaccine, get the vaccines out. Then
have
that
fun.
Was it.
You
like,
figured it.
Give
profit.
Money. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Profit.
question, profit.
So, speaking of, you think a bunch of vaccines went missing?
Yeah,
supposedly.
Kushner sold them. That's where I'm putting my money. If I'm going to bet on it, what happened to those vaccines? I would bet money that Kushner sold them.
Where'd he sell them to? Like, South America, Africa? Like,
either another country. Or
definitely a third world country.
Or he sold them privately.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess. But you'd have to have a crazy network to sell them privately.
I mean,
I don't know.
I'm talking about to, like, still, maybe within the United States, but also to other countries. Like, not even selling them to a country, but selling them to rich assholes in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I got, this isn't on my list, but since I'm looking at an email, my mom paid for Scott and I to submit our spit to ancestry.com. Aww. And our results are in. And I'm happy to confirm that I knew exactly what was going to happen, is that I'm white.
Ah, you're white.
64% England and Northwestern Europe.
Uh-huh.
So that's like England, like Netherlands, Germany, all that shit. Mm-hmm. 6% Scotland, 6% Wales, because apparently that's different from England. 14% Germanic Europe, and 6% Sweden. Hmm. So I have more Germanic Europe in me than my mom. So that must come from my dad's side.
Yeah.
And more England and Northwestern Europe than my mom. So Jenny also got hers. Jenny legit has the same exact percentages as my mother. I was like, proof she's your clone.
I was just about to say that.
Here it is right here. It's like 61 to 49 England and Northwestern Europe, and then 20 and 22 Scotland, 7-11 Wales, 5-4 Sweden, 5-4 Germanic Europe, 2-2 Eastern Europe and Russia. And I was like, yeah, prove she's your clone.
Yeah.
So we have to get our, and Scott has results too, but we haven't seen them yet. Because we got to link them to my mom's trees and there's a bunch of shit we have to do. So anyway.
Joe and Zelda came and visited over the weekend.
I saw that. I was a little bonding, a phone call. I've been good, Maggie. I haven't done shit since Christmas. Huh.
She looks like a child all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. She still looked like a toddler at Christmas, and now she looks like a little girl.
Aw, she all grows up.
I don't like it.
All grows up.
I don't like it.
So, I know that as good Christians, tongue in cheek, that we're not supposed to gossip. We're not supposed to revel in gossip. But
that's all I've been doing today.
But damn. That police officer who had six women on the line. What? Holy shit. I read all 500 comments in that thread.
Yeah. Yeah. There were parts where it was just people being shocked and I would skim and I clearly would miss important parts when I would do that.
I took notes. Like, look, here are my notes down here.
Perfect.
Here are my notes.
It starts with Cecily posting a picture of her and her fiance, Jason. And then a woman who was fans of his work kept liking his posts from his work. And a friend who knew both of them somehow, or somebody something.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Connected them.
Was like the one who was liking all of the posts also had a picture with him as her profile and they looked real close.
Right.
So
the mutual friend like tagged girl number two in original girl's post and was like,
is that how that happened?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think you guys need to talk.
Oh.
And then Jesus. They hashed it out in the
comments.
And it was crazy. Oh, he was with you that weekend? He told me he was at a training. Oh no, he was with me. Did you have a window break? Yeah, my kid broke it. Oh no, that's not what he told me. It was like, it just all played out. And I was goddamn Michael Jackson eating popcorn, enjoying every single bit of it. I was like, here for it. This was as good as that crazy woman who stole her family's money and canceled her wedding. Unfortunately, that was an entirely fake story, but it was just as good as that, if you remember that shit going on. So I took notes. So Cecily was the original poster, and then Christy was tagged in the comments, and then they hashed it out through this thread. And
one part that just like blows my fucking mind though is the post from Christy that said, I've been dating him since December 10th. By the 26th, we were supposedly getting engaged. Christy, what the fuck are you doing with your life? No, 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 no,
sounds
no.
Sounds like my sister and her husband.
Yeah, but your sister and her husband are the like rare exceptions. Yes, you know, yes. I don't know very many people who did stuff like that who stayed married.
Right.
So then Chris and Jenny worked for whatever reason.
Yeah. So then they started talking about Opal, his wife. Who she has two kids. He has two kids. I don't know if they have kids together. And then his ex, who he has children with, was tagged in shit because like someone was like, I know his ex who he has kids with. She needs to know about this shit. And then there might be a second wife.
Yeah, there's
someone
suspicious.
Named Char.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a huge rumor that he had another girlfriend a few years ago who quote unquote mysteriously disappeared. So it was full of drama. I was here for it. And then people started making memes. He's on administrative leave as sheriff of his town while they investigate. Like, I think what they're going to be investigating is, did he abuse, like, did he use city funds for any of his trips back and forth between all his girlfriends? Because if he did, like, he can get fired for that. So he had all sorts of yarns he was spinning. That one of his side jobs was working for, like, not the Proud Boys, but working for some sort of undercover protection agency for all the rioting going on in Washington, D.C. What'd you read?
Shannon.
Did they find a timeline?
There's somebody made it and there's more pink things.
Oh my God.
Let me
Where did you find that? Where'd you find it?
On your dear friend Mandy's post.
Oh, on Mandy's post.
Cecily, the first woman to come forward, post a picture of her and her fiance when she found out he was married.
Yo, there's a chart.
Christy, the second woman to come forward, met Jason in December. After seeing Cecily's post, she too was engaged to Jason. Opal, his current wife, has not come forward. First wife has not publicly come forward. Angie, in Facebook response to Cecily, claimed that Jason did the same thing to her in 2007. Katie was currently involved with Jason. She discovered the post. Jason messaged when it was all starting to hit the fan that he was not in a good place.
I told you, Katie. I told you there was a Katie.
There's a Katie. Yeah, I just never saw Katie's post. Yeah, no, I believed you. I couldn't figure out who Katie was. There's a lot, guys. Heather, in Facebook response, met Jason through a dating app. They were dating from November to December 2020, which, by the way, guys, was when he proposed to Cecily and proposed to Christy. Cecily in November, Christy in December. Unknown woman, a former acquaintance of Jason's, came forward and stated that between 2005 to 2006, Jason was allegedly caught cheating on his wife with an 18-year-old. Sarah, tagged in comments as the possible fiance, has not come forward. Brenna posted screenshots of pictures and text messages between her and Jason. Unknown woman, daughter came forward. Oh, wait, yeah. Where's the rest of us? There's more.
They started talking about, yes, that daughter was tagged in a few posts because he was involved in her mother as well.
Then on the original one, though, it says Lauren. It has Lauren, and she's not on the thing. Lauren, allegedly former ex-girlfriend of Jason, has been missing since 2019 under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah.
So we definitely don't know anything about if Jason did anything to Lauren, who has been missing.
Yeah.
But
on this other picture, there's also a Lindy and a Sarah. A Rob, allegedly a former high school classmate of Jason's, posted that he was molested by Jason in high school. And then Brenna posted screenshots of pictures and text messages between her and Jason. Was that on the other one?
Yeah, she was on the other one.
Two. Oh yeah, she's on two. Oh, there's a timeline. This is just like, oh, this and like the Bernie Sanders memes. These are the things we need right now in life.
Yes.
I have more pictures of Bernie Sanders on my phone than my daughter at this point, by the way.
I couldn't find anything. I'm doing 1 second a day, which you guys like to do. I'm doing a second a day. And that day, after the inauguration, I was like, all my pictures are of Bernie? I didn't take any pictures today.
Right? I might have done a Bernie meme that day too, just because I feel like those things gotta be, you know, they gotta be.
Oh no,
gotta be.
I've made a rule to try to avoid memes, so I took a picture of something. Like I try to make it just be pictures.
I did. Oh, on Thursday the 21st, I did the meme of Bernie with David Rose in the Amish field.
I did a picture of Sid sitting in my lap.
Yeah. God
okay,
damn
great.
It.
Hi.
I don't know what happened. Scott turned off his video game and everything crashed.
Oh.
Those shouldn't be related.
No. But welcome this, to the modern age where things are like that sometimes.
A new recording now, because like the other one, like you get, if Zoom disconnects, it tries to reconnect and we'll continue the recording like happened last time.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, like I had to shut down and restart everything. So currently have a converting recording right now. As we move on to this one, hopefully my computer can keep up with that. Anyway, we were talking about Bernie.
Yeah, memes.
And how delightful it was and such a much, much needed joy.
Yeah, I was just relieved to have memes that were harmless and like not, you know, like even hamburgers was like not exactly something to laugh about. Like there was always, you know, like we're making fun of COVID. We're making fun of a high death rate. We're making fun of a man who deliberately hurts people. Like none of our memes were so good and harmless and just fun, you know? Mm-hmm.
And I just felt so relieved to have memes. I love the one of Joe Biden looking out the window that was memed before and it said I have mittens
that one too.
I have mittens too. That one was good also, but it also on the day of inauguration that one was going around and it said I got my window back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have mittens too.
There's a ton of Disney memes, a ton supporting the women. The only Bernie meme that freaked me out was when they put Bernie's top half on Frank Inverter's sexy
legs. Yeah, I hated it.
From Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's the only one that I was like, oh, no, because I just love Tim Curry so much. Yeah, I legit think I have more pictures. There's a picture of Bernie cuddling Baby Yoda. Someone superimposed him next to a doctor. Waiting 15 minutes after our second COVID vaccine, like. So it's just delightful. I asked Jetty to put them in a few for me. She hasn't yet.
Oh. My tap teacher did a couple. I really wish that I had this to send to my students, or like,
I don't know where my tap students are, but the last full year that I did tap, we did Brownie Brown's chair dance. Mm-hmm.
And so here is Bernie with Brownie Brown doing the chair
dance. That's awesome.
Yeah. The story behind the chair dance is actually pretty great. They were from a dance group called the Copacetics, and it's known as the Copacetic Chair Dance. And there was this club and they would hang out at it. And it was in New York and some of the people were homeless and they were like, you can't just be sitting, or like, you can't be sleeping. And so they would sit around and like absentmindedly do the chair dance and mm-hmm. while they were resting. So it was the Copacetic chair dance. So Bernie doing the he's just doing the sleeping part though. Oh, I took this picture of my mom's dresser and meant to show it to you because your child is prominently featured and I am covered up.
I can't see it. Move it.
Oh, well, I have my view hidden. And so I can't, hang on. If I do my show myself view, then I can make it so you can
aww.
See. So your child is prominently featured and I'm covered up.
Move over, Aunt Maggie.
This meme was funny that Julie posted. Actually, nope, we'll save this for Internet Thing of the Week. I'm just going to download it.
Julie posted a ton of really awesome Disney ones.
She did.
There was the Haunted Mansion one was one of my favorite.
Go finish what you're going to say.
I was like Bernie on top of the three guys sinking into the quicksand.
That one was fucking amazing. Yeah. Yes, that haunted.
I was, when you said the Haunted Mansion one, I was imagining the one where he was in the doom buggy. No,
where
they put him on the stretching room was fucking fantastic. I personally loved this and I want to see this version. I'm showing.
Bernie.
Yes.
In the
Carousel of Progress, my favorite ride. So I would love to see the Bernie version of that, just like sitting there being a curmudgeon. So yeah, the Bernie memes were great.
Did Bernie bring the United States together?
Did he unify us?
Right.
The memes. What else was on your list? Did we finish talking about Jason? Oh, I thought, though, what your friend Mandy posted was very funny, where she was marked safe from Jason Collier trying
to marry me.
Marry her. fucking guy.
Are we actually hit everything?
All right. Well, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Like a dick. All right. So I did just save an internet thing of the week because I thought I might forget it. So it's got a picture of a Lego box, right? On the Legos, it says that the ages are 4 to 99. And next to it is Betty White looking shocked. And it says, when you realize it's the last year you're able to play with Legos. It's there.
Right? Because Betty, she's 100.
No, she's 99.
She's 99.
Yeah, she and Irma were born the same year, but they're almost a year apart in age because Betty was born in January and Irma was born in December. And my grandma was like in her late 80s and would say, like, Betty White's so much prettier than me. And I was like, that shit never goes away. I will always be thinking that. Fuck goddamn. So it's your last year to play with Legos. I thought that one was pretty funny. And then one more. It says, I know this is meant for a dog, but same. And it's from like a adoption place. And it says, my personality. I am very shy, but I am very food motivated. So I'm just a few treats away from being your new best friend.
I love it.
Yep. Yep. Me too. All right, guys.
Hashtag truth.
Hashtag truth. Find us everywhere on all of the places.
Like all of the podcast places, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, all five of stars. That.
Give us 5 stars. Say whatever you want. Tell us we smell bad. I don't give a fuck. Give us 5 stars. Then you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode
264.
I almost said 3. See, so I don't know. 264 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye. Bye.